USA News, I'm Lou Flores. One person is dead and three more are injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. Police say two suspects are in custody and the mall will remain an active crime scene. It is unknown what the motive was. The mall is in the same shopping center as the Walmart where 23 people were killed in a shooting in 2019. Senators are demanding answers about the toxic train derailment in Ohio. Home State Senator J.D. Vance, along with Florida Republican Marco Rubio, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. They want answers in the Department of Transportation's oversight of the freight train system. Specifically, they want to know the balance it tries to strike between having a safe rail industry and one that's efficient. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine had previously said the state was never alerted of a train passing through East Palestine, and it wasn't classified as carrying highly hazardous materials. The Department of Justice isn't going to criminally charge Congressman Matt Gaetz. The Florida Republican was being investigated for potential sex trafficking. His office confirmed no charges were coming in the case. 10 people are dead after a military helicopter crash in Alabama. Officials said both victims were aboard the Black Hawk chopper, which fell onto the highway near Huntsville on Wednesday. It belonged to the Tennessee National Guard, who said no other service members or civilians were injured. Surveillance video shows the helicopter spinning in a free fall and then hitting the ground and exploding. First responders who arrived first at the scene found it engulfed in flames. An investigation is ongoing. President Biden says legislative plans from Republicans would add substantially to the national debt. While speaking to union workers in Maryland, Biden claimed proposals from Republicans in Congress would add another $3 trillion to the debt over the next decade. He said House Republican leaders have committed to extending expiring Trump-era tax cuts, which he claims would add $2.7 trillion to the debt. Meanwhile, Biden said his budget will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Michigan State University is remembering the victims of this week's deadly shooting on campus with a candlelight vigil. It was held at a popular on-campus landmark known as the Rock to honor the victims and support the community. Three students were killed and at least five others were injured after a gunman opened fire in East Lansing on Monday night. Roughly 80 million Americans across more than two dozen states are on alert for severe weather as a major winter storm gains steam. It's expected to bring heavy snow, high winds, and a threat of tornadoes from Colorado to Alabama through Thursday. Parts of the Midwest could also be affected. President Biden's pick to lead the IRS is facing questions from lawmakers over billions of dollars in new funding for the agency. Former acting IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel testified before the Senate Finance Committee. Republicans press Werfel on how $80 billion for the agency from the Inflation Reduction Act will be used to increase tax enforcement. The city of Kansas City honored the Super Bowl champion Chiefs with a parade and rally yesterday. Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes and head coach Andy Reid were among those who addressed the crowd. Kansas City defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in Super Bowl 57 on Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. Make-A-Wish America is getting a massive donation from basketball great Michael Jordan. The icon donated $10 million to the foundation. He said he's been a partner with Make-A-Wish for more than three decades. It's being described as the largest individual donation in Make-A-Wish history. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.